Shalom and welcome to Once Upon a Soul, an exploration of 68 unique stories inspired by the teachings of Rabbi Asher Freund Zatzal. This podcast series is sponsored in loving memory of Mrs. Clary Safran, Aleha Hashalom. May the neshama of Rivka Sara Bas Rabbi Yeshua have an aliyah. Ma'aseh Yehudi Shaya Noided V'Drachim V'Chayzer Lebeisai. There was a story of a Jew whose way it was to wander along the paths, along the ways, and then return home, presumably for parnasa reasons, to earn a livelihood. Ubal kfar echad, and one day he came to a particular village, v'ra'a sham meshuga, and over there he saw a deranged person, yoshev al hazevel, sitting on a garbage heap, b'meriris gedayla, in a state of great bitterness. V'nichnas imay b'dvarim, and he got into a conversation with him, and this person told him, v'sipar lai shehu melech. This person sitting on the garbage heap told this Jew that he's a king, v'chule, etc., and that something had happened to him, and how is it that he ended up sitting here on this garbage heap? V'amar lai ha-Yehudi, so the Jew said to him, mi amar lecha she'ata melech? Who told you that you're a king? Halo ish pasha da'ata? Let's be honest. You're a regular person, you're a simple person. And he began to converse with him and to share with him words, like really honest, compassionate words to tell him, you've got it all wrong. You're not really a king at all. And these words came out with such sincerity that they entered into this person's heart. And he calmed down. And he began to laugh. How did it happen that he ever thought that he was a king? If he's being honest with himself, the whole thing is just a farce. Shtusim ubulbulim. It's craziness. The chazal abesa, and he went home. Vayehudi ahu heichalach shoiv. But as a result of this experience, the Jew started to think to himself, Haloyani be'emes ben melech. Why, I am in truth a prince. All of Am Yisrael are b'nei melachim. Ve'ich olse b'yadi shani noided kach begolus mikfar lekfar umi'ir le'ir. How is it that I spend all of my time wandering from village to village and from city to city b'ke'evim u'babulim ke'ela with such excruciating pain and distracting confusions? V'nichnesed boi meriris chazaka. And his heart began to become filled with an intense experience of bitterness. Eich hu ben melech, v'kach olse biyadai. He's the true prince. And look what happened to him. Ukamachaniya meshuga, and he was almost on the border of becoming deranged himself and going out of his mind. V'achaz betfilin, but he held strong to his tefillin shebesakai that he was carrying in his sack. V'hischazek, and that gave him strength. V'halach ledarkai, and he carried on along his way. So here we have again this enigmatic story, which isn't just a story about this particular person who had this particular experience, but it's about each of us. And it's a story about discovering our essential self-worth that oftentimes results from encountering the counterfeit. Having experiences with people who claim to be melachim, who claim to be the bearers of royalty. But in a moment of clarity, it's clear to us that this is not what true royalty looks like. This is not what status is. This is not what success is. This is not what prestige is. This is not what it means to be honorable. And when we encounter someone like that, so all of a sudden, it becomes clear to us what real royalty is. What it means to be truly, truly honorable. And we recognize that in our simplicity, but in our discovery of the truth, we're connected to something that's essentially valuable, essentially worthy, tremendously elevated and holy and beautiful. And in a certain way, this can make us feel dejected. Because we look at the lives that we're leading, and we look at the contrast between our essential holiness and some of our behaviors and some of the ways that we're living and the things that we fall into, an awareness of our self-worth and of our essential dignity can sometimes lead to feeling discouraged. And this Jew in the story becomes discouraged when he says, okay, that's not what royalty looks like. You're not a real Ben Melech. This is not what value is. The simplicity of my discovery and my relentless pursuit of the truth is itself saturated with the true experience of that which is truly honorable, that which is truly commendable. But now look where I am. And how could it be that a person that's connected to such a deep insight into life leads a life that doesn't seem to reflect that realization? And for strength, we reach for our tefillin. And of course, tefillin represent our crown, the crown that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. We see, Pe'eroi Eloi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your pe'er, your objects of beauty, your crown is Eloi, is upon me. And it's a reference to tefillin, which are called pe'er. We recognize that we have a connection with Hashem. That the whole journey that we're on, as dissonant as it may appear from the kedusha of our neshamos, we recognize this is all bound up with this mysterious relationship that we're trying to forge with Hashem that sometimes leads its way through the unlikeliest of places. But that is bound up with the crown of Hashem, which in Kabbalah represents Hashem's deepest ratzon, His deepest will, for the human being to discover insight in ways that oftentimes don't appear to be so holy on the outside. But through the day-to-day experience of the human struggle. Thank you so much for listening and wishing you the most wonderful day up ahead.